When Nicholas Petit crossed the finish line in first place in this year's Kobuk 440, there were few spectators and very little fanfare. But the Girdwood musher didn't seem to mind. He says he definitely plans to return to the race.
It's really nice country and nice people everywhere.
Petit's young dog team led the way for nearly the entire 440-mile route between Kotzebue and Kobuk and back. This is the last major race of the season. Petit says he's ready for a break.
If we did it all year round, we'd never get to miss it.
Petit's team got off the main trail on their way into Kotzebue.
I don't know if those trail markers are staying up or something. There should have been markers, because there's Y's, and everything's gone. And I don't know which way I'm going. But that over here, there's a bunch of permanent markers, and that's all you see. I have to go break a trail to make it over here.
But race officials decided his detour resulted in no major change in distance or the outcome of the race. More than 2 hours later, Noah Burmeister drove his dog team across the finish line in second place, despite a turn in the weather.
Pretty good. A little wet, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, the weather took a turn, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little blizzard and stormy and raining and everything else, but it's been fun.
It would not be a sled dog race.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I mean, naturally it's going to start raining because I sent my rain gear home when I was leaving Kiana.
Blowing snow, rain, and winds didn't keep Burmeister from making one final push for the finish line. Somewhere between Norvik and Kotzebue, he caught and passed Jason Mackey.
I drafted him for a while and then pulled up a little bit closer and got him to where his dogs were starting to look back a lot and everything else, and all of a sudden they just kind of balled up and I passed him.
Nice to see you, man.
Minutes later, Mackie pulled into Kotzebue with a wide smile.
My intentions were to come over here and do as well as I could. And top three is definitely satisfactory. It's definitely my biggest, best finish in any big race, you know. So it's pretty special for sure.
He says he's determined to return to the Kobuk 440 in future years.
It's beautiful. It is absolutely heaven. Yeah.
Two small females led his team for the entire race.
Antje and Siri. These are, that's all I have for leaders. They've been in every, they have not did one training run or raced one race and ever out of lead all year. They get hooked up and lead, come home and lead. They are the leaders.
And they helped keep the rest of the competition at bay.
Hey, welcome home.
How's it going?
How are you?
Good.
When she pulled into Kotzebue, Catherine Keith said she'd been working hard to catch the front runners, but she was also kicking and running to stay ahead of the team behind her.
I wasn't sure who that was. I wasn't sure if it was John or Sebastian, so I was really working hard. So either way, John or Sebastian, I was going to get here first.
Keith only had a few minutes to drive her team up off the sea ice and into the dogyard at her house before her partner, John Baker, came across the finish line. When he arrived, he sat down on his sled, a little winded from his final run.
Hey. I tried to catch you.
Oh, I was really running away from you. Yeah. See how sweaty I am? I was running up every hill.
I could see the foot tracks.
He's gonna get me!
Without any fans or sponsors to thank at the finish line, mushers simply pulled away with their dog teams to enjoy a well-deserved long rest and reflect on their 2016 racing season. At the end of the Kobuk 440 Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Kotzebue.